An excerpt from The Overstory by Richard Powers, read by Ned Massey. 6 weeks later, her office phone rings. She hates the phone. Handheld schizophrenia, unseen voices whispering to you from a distance. Nobody calls her, except with unpleasant business. It's her editor, whom she has never met, from New York, a city she has never seen. "Patricia, your book! I just finished it!" Patricia winces, waiting for the axe. "Unbelievable! Who knew the trees got up to all those things? Well, a few hundred million years of evolution gives you a repertoire." "You make them come alive."
"Well, actually, they were alive already."
"But she's thinking of the book her father gave her when she was 14. She realizes she must dedicate this book to her father, and to her husband, and all the people who will, in time, turn into other things."
"Patty, you wouldn't believe what you have me seeing between the subway and my office. That part about the giving trees, it's mind-blowing. We didn't pay you enough for this."
"You've paid me more than I've earned in the last 5 years."
"You'll earn back in 2 months.
What Patricia Westerford would like to earn back is her solitude, her anonymity, which she begins to sense, the way trees can sense an invasion still far away, will never be hers again.